The sun is popping out through the clouds, and I'm also joined by a special guest as well. He speaks to me numerous times at Haydock, at Doncaster. We tip the winners. He's a legend. It's Tomo. Tomo, good morning.
Good morning, Bobby, and good to see you looking well. I know you're not sounding too great, but you are a real star. When the boss listens to this, this guy should be in bed, boss, but he's here doing it for you. Well done, big fella.
Cheers, Tomo. You're an absolute legend, my friend. So, yeah, what we're going to do, the official ground going today is good to soft in places. Myself and Tom are going to feature, we're going to look ahead to the feature race on the card, should I say. It is the Ladbrokes World Hurdle. It's a grade one and it goes off at 3:20. Tomo, Saphir de Rer is heading the market at the moment with the bookmakers at 11-2 for trainer Paul Nichols and Sam Twister Davies. He's a course and distance winner after winning the Cleve Hurdle here in January. Can he repeat it? But bear in mind, that form was on softer ground.
Exactly. They're calling this horse the new Big Bucks. He's not yet. If he's going to have to do it, he's going to have to win it today. I think he's the horse they've all got to beat. 6-1 the field, basically. It shows you how wide open. There's no Big Bucks in it. You can't discount any of the runners in this. There are 17 runners. This is due off at 3:20. He carries the same colours as Big Bucks.
Yep.
He's ridden by Sam Twiston Davis, who had two winners yesterday. He's ridden by Paul Nichols, trained by Paul Nichols, who had three winners yesterday. Stable in form. But look, what's to beat it? Paul Nichols has also got Zarkander in this, ridden by Noel Feely. Not an easy horse to ride, but he has tremendous ability. A horse I'd like to see win is Lieutenant Colonel. Brian Cooper rides for Sandra Hughes. She is the daughter of the late Desi Hughes, the man who rode and trained champion hurdler winners. And if that wins, that carries the maroon and white colours of Giggins Townhouse Stud. You know who that is. That's Michael O'Leary, the boss of Ryanair. He sponsors the Ryanair Chase at 2:40. And I believe his runners today, maroon and white, anybody listening who favourite colour is maroon, I think maroon and white could be the colour to the fore at Cheltenham today.
That's the thoughts there of Tomo. It's interesting what you say about Zarkander as well, because he was fourth in this race last year. We saw him win that grade one over in France back in November on very soft ground. Second behind Rev de Civile in the long walk latest. You know, is today going to be potentially an each way shout for him?
Without a doubt. You've got to go each way today. I never suggest getting stuck in a major way, but the beauty of today, Barry Geraghty's just walked in. There's the first jockey walking in today, looking very smart. All the top team are here. How are you, big fella? And it's an each way sort of race. The beauty of being it difficult and competitive is that we get big prices. They're not 6-4 on like they were on the opening day. These are working man's prices, so you can have whatever you want. I've just got a tip from Tour Put Two in that. These French sounding horses, Whisper, Barry Geraghty rides that. There he is now. That could be a topical tip, Whisper as well. So there are stacks of runners, stacks of potential winners. And what about Tony McCoy at Fisher's Cross? I mean, the champ hasn't had a sniff yet, so I mean, surely he's got to have a winner on his last Cheltenham.
Yeah, the thing is, the way at Fisher's Cross, he's gone off the boil dramatically. Yeah. You know, it was the class horse that race at Haydock. You know, he didn't run, he didn't travel. The champ couldn't even get a good tune out of him. I do like Whisper, though, what you're saying at the prices. 10-1 at the minute with the bookmakers. Nick Henderson, not had a winner yet. Very surprised. Yeah. I do think Peace & Co, though, win the JCB Triumph Hurdle tomorrow. But Whisper won last year's Coral Cup. Only the one run this season, which was second at Exeter on New Year's Day. He's had two runs since that Coral Cup win. He's lightly raced. Could he be one that could go well fresh?
Of course he could. And if anybody can get him fresh first time out, it's these guys. But I could go down each horse in this. I mean, Cole Harden, number 5. Now, there's a horse. Now, Warren Greatex has had a superb season. Trains down at Lambourne. Bob Champion's just arrived. MBE. How are you, champ? Are you well? Good to see you. We're live at the moment on radio. Just say hello to everybody.
Hello, everybody. Hope you're all back at the winners today. It's a beautiful sunny day here.
That's good. What's your best bet today? If I roll the clock back 20 years, what would you like to ride today? Is the one horse?
The Ruby Walsh horse in the first.
Vatour.
Yeah, definitely.
Say no more. Yeah. Bob Champion live here on radio. A legend. That is a legend.
Legend and a gentleman.
Oh, he's brilliant. Absolutely.
I had to put up with you yesterday morning.
What's this?
Chris Evans.
Yes.
One of your interviews.
Oh,
that's
really?
That's how desperate he was.
Was I on the Chris Evans show?
Yes.
Goodness me, I must give him a call. Hey, he must owe me a tenner for that. I won't get it, that's for sure. I love it.
So, Tom, we'll go ahead. Let's have a tip then for the world hurdle.
I'm going for number 11, Saphir de Rer. There's plenty of other possibles. If you ask me what my best bet today...
What should happen? of the day.
4:40, the Full Qualwyn Kim Muir. I'm getting a big tip here at the track for the 10 horse, the package. David Pipe Trains.
Brilliant.
You know, but he's a big prize each way, obviously.
Each way, the package, that's it. Tomo's tip of the day. And he says, Safir Durrur to win the
what
World Hurdle.
Fancy?
I'm going to go for Zarkandi.
Go for that.
To win. Yep. I can't go against him, but going well fresh, as you say. If Henderson, if there's one trainer who could do it, it's Nicky Henderson. I'm going to go each way, Whisper, in the World Hurdle. Tomo, thank you very much for talking to me here on Radio Yorkshire.
Bobby, you are a star.
You are a star, my friend, and you're a very good friend of mine as well.
Take it easy. See you later.
Thank you very much, Tomo. RadioYorkshire.co.uk. First for sport. Joining me now, I say, we've got Mike Catamola. We're going to preview the Ryanair. It's the third race on the card cat, and heading the market at the moment is Don Cossack for Gordon Elliott and jockey Brian Cooper. Don Cossack won his last four over in Ireland on a variety of different grounds. They were good to firm, they were soft in there as well. Is he the one to beat on the day?
Yeah, he's a worthy favourite, I'll say that to you, Bobby. He's a horse that's always had a great reputation. He's probably as good as he's ever been now at the age of eight. Gordon Elliott, the trainer, who's very much going places, he's already struck this week at the festival, and so is Brian Cooper. And I think this trip of 2.5 miles is an intermediate trip for many horses. You know, it's neither a speed test nor a staying test, really, is it?
No.
And it's perfect for him, and I think he's a worthy favourite. I do have got massive respect for number one, Boulder Success, trained by Alan King, Wayne Hutchinson in the saddle. Brilliant performance at Ascot last time when he beat the bottom horse on the card, number 14, Ma Fieur, a good mare of Nicky Henderson's. And he beat her with quite a bit in hand. I'm a big fan of Ma Fieur, but he was far too good for her that day. And at 7-1, he's my each way selection.
So 7-1, Boulder Success for you. We're looking, obviously, because there's quite a few horses going to post. You've got Double Rossi there. Well, people say he only really performs at Cheltenham.
Yeah.
John Spirit's an interesting one, Kat.
Yeah.
Round about the 10-1 mark. For me, Kat, he was an excellent runner up in the Paddy Power Gold Cup chase here last November. He was 6 in the King George when we last saw him on Boxing Day. And he's won at Cheltenham 3 times. So could he, at the prize, be a nice little each way? Would you say
yes,
as well?
Without a shadow of a doubt, he is, and he's not far off the best now. He's worked his way through the handicap ranks. You know, he's never been one horse that took on the best from his early days. He's got better and better as he's got older.
Mm-hmm.
As you rightly say, Bobby, he's at his best here at Cheltenham, and he's trained by the man Jonjo O'Neill, who always gets his horses to peak at the right time at the festival.
Yeah, and I think that's the key thing about it as well. You know, you've got to get a peek at the festival, and he could have a great chance here this afternoon. Tarquin Desoy is another one interesting
stable
one.
Stablemate of him, yeah.
Yeah, stablemate of John Spirit. I was there that day at Weatherby when he finished second in the Charlie Hall chase. Noel Feely takes the ride this afternoon. What do you make Tarquin Desoy this afternoon, Kat?
He's disappointed me so far this season, Bobby. I thought he'd be, he was on my horses to follow list, and I thought he'd step up and maybe even become a Gold Cup candidate. He won here at the novice chase, didn't he, last year at this meeting. Best performance of his whole career. He's not really built on it, and I think he'll step up what he's done so far this season, because Jonjo, as I say, he gets them to wind them up for the big day. But I just felt as though if they felt he had a great chance, I think AP would be riding him. I know AP's riding for JP McManus today on Uxie Zandra, who wouldn't be good enough, I don't think. But Tarquin Desoy, it'd be a major surprise to me if he even beats John Spirit, to be honest, his stablemate.
And we've got to give a mention to this one as well, the oldest boy in the field, wishful thinking for the Philip Haas, 12 years old. Now, he won the old Rowan Aintree, he then went on to win the Peterborough at Huntingdon. Is it going to be a case this afternoon that, you know, fair play to him, he's the 12-year-old, you know, on his day, he's a very talented horse, but is he just going to find one or two too good for him today?
No, he may not.
Really?
Do you know what? If you're putting them in ratings, official ratings, Bobby, Wishful Thinking is the highest rated horse in the race, officially.
Yep.
He's actually rated a pound higher than Don Cossack. I mean, Wishful Thinking is a horse that's had all sorts of problems in his life. And I think it's wonderful that he can put them behind him. He can't breathe properly, which doesn't help a racehorse, does it?
No.
He can get the oxygen down there. But he's pulled up last time, obviously, which he had a problem with his breathing that day. But if he goes out there and the ground stays as it is, it'll be massively in his favour. And I can see him running a real biggie.
So a big one for the old boy there from the cat. Just before I let you
go, old boy.
we know your tip for the Ryanair, you say Boulder Success. But give us a tip as well for the World Hurdle.
Well, it's funny, you know, I was looking at this again last night, and having thought that it wasn't the greatest renewal of the world hurdle that I'd seen, I'm going around in circles. I'll tell you one which I think could outrun its price, who stays very well, is Cole Harden, number five. Yep. I just feel as though they've operated on his breathing recently. A lot of horses struggle with breathing, and he's one of them. The palate becomes too flappy. They have to they cauterize it to make it firmer so they can get the oxygen down there. He's got good form, Cole Harden, and I think at a decent price, he could run at least into a place, and he might even be good enough to win what I think is not the greatest renewal of the Ladbrokes World Hurdle.
So Cole Harden there Cole Harden in the World Hurdle. Matt, just very quickly as well, because I know you're co-commentating, can you just give the Radio Yorkshire listeners a bit of an insight? Because, you know, some of these fields you're calling, you know, there's 25 going to post and stuff. I stand quite near you when I'm watching the racing, and you seem to like just get everything right. You know, how much preparation do you have to put into it?
Well, The key to it all is to learn your colours, Bobby. And I think one of the advantages of coming here is, although their fields are quite big, you do see a lot of these horses throughout the year, don't you? So they become like familiar friends, don't they? I did a race yesterday called the Fred Winter Hurdle, which is for the young horses. That's a harder one because the horses haven't been around for so long.
No.
But I'm not calling today. I'm having a day off. It's my turn for a day off. So I'm so pleased. The fields are huge today. So I'll leave it to, I think, Ian Bartlett and Richard Hoyles are doing their duties today. So.
Are you calling the big one tomorrow, Gold Cup? No, Mark Johnson?
Not Mark or Richard, I think, might be doing that one. Yeah. I've done my stint this week. I can relax now, Bobby.
Oh, fantastic stuff. Mike, thank you very much for talking to us here on Radio Yorkshire. It's always a pleasure.